Greetings. Greetings, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and you are listening to the Mind of God program on Think About It. Not Think About It, but we love Ebonics on Think About It. .org. And today's recording date is September the 26th, 2010. This is the Mind of God program, and on the Mind of God program, we endeavor to think with the mind of God. We endeavor to climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, so that we may, with the mind of Christ, the mind of God, see our way to organize for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. And we are willing to ally ourselves with any and all political, religious, and revolutionary organizations that are working to organize together for the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. Our beautiful sister Venice is our producer, helper, engineer, coordinator of this website, thinkaboutit.org, and you may contact me by emailing yahlove, yahlove, yahlove at comcast.net. And before we officially get started this session, let us, as African people, pause and give thanks and praises unto the Most High. So we give praises as African people, houses for the spirit and soul of the Almighty. We give praises unto the Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, he is referred to as Abba. In the African Arabic language, the Father is known as Allah. Spelled A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, the Almighty Father is known as Amen, which means the hidden and unseen Father. In the Native American tradition, the Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. Also, we must pause and give thanks and praises to our beautiful, precious, wonderful Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. She, Mother Holy Spirit, is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. In the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, on the Hebrew side, the word wisdom is chokma, and that is a feminine word denoting and referring to a living feminine entity. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our beautiful and wonderful and precious Mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your and my mother as well, as she conceived the whole of the human family. Only the mother conceives, and conceived the whole of the universe and the whole of creation with aid of the Almighty Father. In the African Hebrew language, Mother Holy Spirit, her name and title are Ruach HaKadosh. And the word Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, that word Ruach is feminine, denoting a feminine entity. In the African Arabic language, the name of our mother, the Holy Spirit, is Illa. And that word Illa, spelled I-L-L-A-H, is an Arabic word, African Arabic, but it is also an African Hebrew word, and that word is feminine. And our wonderful and beautiful sisters and brothers of Islam say, Ashadu Illa Illa Ha'il Allah. And you hear Illa, and you also hear Allah, because mother and father have come together out of the spirit of love to give birth to the whole of creation, the universe, and the human family. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the Native American tradition, our beautiful and wonderful and precious Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. So, my sisters and brothers, I greet you in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus Jah, the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but we're proving it every day, that Christ, that Jah, has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So we say Jah Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. And you and me, you and I, we are the I in Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari, I and I. The Rasta don't say you and me, the Rasta say I and I. The first I denoting the divine hidden power, and also denoting the self. And the second I denoting the whole of the human family and creation. Because we are all divine manifestations of divinity manifested in divine flesh, in the divine physical realm, living on this divine earth, in the divine creation, because the whole of creation emanates from the divine Father and the divine Mother. This is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested in all of our personalities, thereby making your name, my name, all of our names, the new names of Jesus Christ, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days of the Roman British American Babylon Empire. Christ would manifest in the Messianic people, in the true African Hebrew Israelite nation, who would wake up the Christ Messianic spirit in the human family, and we all, no matter what color, race, religion, creed, ethnicity, national origin or gender, we would all, working and operating in that Messianic spirit, overturn this wicked Babylon system, the wicked rulership of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the oppressor. So we have given praises unto the Almighty Creator. And we are yet in the book of Revelation. We are yet talking about Mayat. We're going to deal with some current issues, current affairs, namely the 65th session and debate of the United Nations have gathered this week, September 26th, the previous week, and the following week in New York, in America, in New York. We want to look at Ahmadinejad, Obama, the speeches they gave. We want to look at 9/11, the Middle East, in Africa. We want to continue with our study in the book of Revelation and understand that the vision of the African revolutionary apostle John of Jesus Christ, the vision he had of Jesus Christ, is a vision also of the Messianic people. As Jesus is the Messiah, this vision of the Messiah is also a vision of the Messianic people who have the same mission and commission as the Messiah. So we want to continue with that study and go, hopefully we'll get a chance to go into the teaching of the universe and the African science of the universe and the African science of revolution in the universe. Now, the book of Revelation is redemption and salvation to the oppressed and a warning and judgment to the oppressor. In the book of Revelation, you see the teaching of Mayat, Brother Ashra Kwesi, one of our great investigators and investigator of history and researchers, and his beautiful wife Mariwa Kwesi. I have their website on other descriptions you can get to, but they have uncovered wonderful truths about our African, Egyptian, and African ancestors, and they have uncovered the reality that our ancestors studied the universe and understood that the universe was held together by the unseen father and mother with truth, justice, and righteousness. The word for that in Egypt was Mayat. And we constructed our society based on Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. Now, the book of Revelation. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. And let me pause right here and say that you are listening to the Mind of God program emanating from thinkaboutit.org. The recording date is September the 26th, 2010. And we endeavor on this program, the Mind of God program, to climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, so that we may organize together for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. You may contact me by emailing yallove@comcast.net. Elijah Muhammad taught us that Jesus is justice. And if you look up the meaning of the word Jesus, go back to the Hebrew Yahshua, you will see deliverance. You will see vengeance. You will see liberty, you will see health and wealth. So overall, you say justice to the oppressed, redemption and salvation to the oppressed. Elijah Muhammad taught us that Christ means the crusher. And we know that the word Christ, Christos, means the anointed, anointing. And the king in the Hebrew days would be anointed as the Messiah in the flesh with oil and be anointed to crush the wicked ruling class and ruling family oppressors. That's what the word Christ means, crusher of the wicked ruling class and ruling family oppressors. Redemption, salvation to the oppressed. Warning and judgment to the oppressor. This is code language for the slave, the oppressed, the exploited, so that we may organize to defeat the oppressor. This is the African science of revolution that leaves bare the truth of the wicked system. The revelation of Jesus Christ, the apocalyptic revelation. That word revelation, apocalypse, in the Greek where we get the word apocalypse, has to do with telling the truth about the wicked system. And that's what we're doing today. And what I want to do is move to the United Nations. And the speech is given by Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran. And I want to go into detail concerning Barack Obama's speech given to the 65th session and debate at the United Nations gathering in New York City. Barack Obama being the president of the United States of America. Now, whenever the United Nations meets, this is the 65th meeting. The big problem, the 800-pound gorilla in the room, is always colonialism, slavery, exploitation. The fact that America, Britain, Europe in general, and Israel have all organized and come together to colonize the third world and third world peoples, whether living in America, Europe, Israel, or outside of those places. This is the issue that those in power in the United Nations, namely America, Britain, Europe in general, and Israel, do not want to deal with. So, we want to deal with that today. We want to use the mind of God to understand that the problem is colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. Now, they're calling Ahmadinejad crazy. Let me say this quickly. They misinterpreted Ahmadinejad's words concerning Israel. He did not say kill all Israeli people. He did not say drive the Israelis into the sea. What he said was that the Zionist rulership, ruling class, and ruling family system of Zionist Israel needs to be destroyed. All right. At this United Nations, he dealt with the issue of 9/11, which is a very important issue. He said there are three thought processes concerning 9/11. Number one, that some crazy Muslims got together and bombed and caused 9/11. Number two, that it was an inside job. America did it. Number three, that America, the ruling class and families, knew that it was going to come, 9/11, and allowed it to happen on purpose so that they could rescue America's failing economy and steal more land, wealth, and resources. So Ahmadinejad is being called crazy. Well, sisters and brothers, it is absolutely evident that 9/11 was an inside job created as a false flag operation by factions within the United States government in concert with factions of Europe and Israel. The CIA, the FBI, the Fraternal Order of the Police, the MI5 and 6 of Britain, the Mossad of Israel created this false flag operation in order to maneuver us into supporting a pre-planned program and plan to administer what we now call the war of terrorism, or the war on terrorism, which is in reality a war of terror inflicted by America, Europe, and Israel on the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed in order to steal land, wealth, and resources. And there's a program, CIA program, that was revealed in the core of corruption. I'll have that on my website. This program is called Able Danger. A group of low-level CIA operatives, officers, were implementing what they called Able Danger, that they were monitoring and keeping track of all those that were supposedly involved in 911. They were not in on the bigger scheme, but they wanted to do right and prosecute those so-called involved and were making their move. But their superiors said, stand down. This is a program that we are implementing on behalf of the ruling class and families so that we can maneuver the populace into supporting a wicked, illegal, and immoral war. So this Able Danger program would have stopped the ones involved, but the officers in charge of Able Danger were told by their superiors to stand down. And then were instructed to destroy all the files concerning 911. This was an inside operation. Listen to Core of Corruption on my website. Now, getting to Obama's speech as quickly as I can, without going too fast. He mentioned Iraq, and mentioned about withdrawing troops from Iraq. But the reality is, the troops were not withdrawn. They were scaled down to 50,000, ready to kill troops who are yet in Iraq, killing as we speak. Not even mentioning the mercenary groups and private contractors who are in Iraq, killing every day as we speak, so that they can keep hold of the oil, the land, the wealth, and the resources. Obama mentioned Iran and Iran's nuclear weapons. Total hypocrisy. America has nuclear weapons. America's friends have nuclear weapons. Russia has them. Up to now, it has been proven that Iran is not pursuing nuclear weapons, but nuclear energy. And so what is going on? Like Bush with Iraq, Obama today with Iran wants to fix the intelligence to meet the already written up policy concerning Iran to go in, kill and steal and destroy and maim and kidnap and take land, wealth, and resources. Obama mentioned Pakistan and how America is helping Pakistan. But the reality is, even after this disaster that just occurred to Pakistan, a hurricane came through, and now I think it's 1/5 of Pakistan is underwater. Obama right now is yet dropping bombs on Pakistani sisters and brothers through the drone planes. Now, there's a particular military base in Pakistan that is being used by Obama, the Obama administration in America, to fly the drones out from this military base to drop the bombs on Pakistani people. Now, the emergency authorities in Pakistan needed this military base so that they could administer help to the Pakistani people. But the Obama administration in America said, no, you can't use this base, and disallowed the emergency people from using this base. And then, when the base was in under threat of being flooded, the Obama administration, America's military, diverted the flood to flood out a village or villages in Pakistan. So let's just be real. Haiti was mentioned by Obama. The reality is that America has not yet really helped the sisters and brothers in Haiti, but have sent the military to lock Haiti down further and take land, wealth, and resources, and help France and Canada and other European nations take the land, the wealth, the resources. He mentioned Israel-Palestine. Go to Hidden History of Zionism by Ralph Shulman and Maya Shulman. The book of Revelation reveals to us that all of the negotiations concerning Israel-Palestine are nothing but tricks by America, Europe, and the ruling class and families of Israel to camouflage the reality that the European Jew is not the real Jew, but is of the house of Satan. That's Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, chapter 3 and verse 9. The synagogue of Satan, who is in reality organizing to kill or oust all of those in Palestine that will not go along with the plan. Hidden history of Zionism, so that they may continue to coordinate to kill and steal and destroy. These are all lies. There can be no independent Palestine because the land has been stolen. They don't have any land to build a Palestinian state that would be congruous, consistent, have no landmass. And look, in the waters, there is more oil. And so what we're looking at as well is the future planning of more pipelines, that the water that is right, the land, the oil in the water offshore of Palestine, Israel, is rightfully owned by the Palestinian people, and Israel working in concert with Europe and America do not want the Palestinians to have access to that oil. This is all about land, wealth, resources. Kill all the Palestinians or export them all out. That's what this is about. This is nothing but lies. But you have to read Revelation, and you have to go and read sources like the Hidden History of Zionism. Now, Obama talked about the Palestinians must be peaceful. What about the violence perpetrated by Israel every day on the Palestinians? Every time the camera shuts down, Israel yet takes more land, kicks more Palestinians out of their homes, and kills more Palestinians every day. Nothing is... See, the Palestinians are occupied. They are colonized. The state of Israel, the Israeli power structure, they are the occupier, the colonizer. They are the ones perpetrating violence on the colonized sisters and brothers of Palestine. So you can't dictate to the occupied, to the colonized, as to how they are to come out from under oppression. You must dictate to the oppressor, to the colonizer, to the occupier. You must tell the occupier, colonizer, that they must cease their violence, and you must work on behalf of the oppressed to overturn the power of the oppressor. What's the solution? One state, one person, one vote. Let all the Israelis and all the Palestinians and all the African Hebrews and all the Bedouin Hebrews, let them all vote. Let this be a true democracy. But the European Jew does not want true democracy. They do not want that to occur. We're going to take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.